Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Aldervale First Nation gathered at their cenotaph Sunday to pay respects to their military veterans past and present. The ceremony was one of several over the weekend, Canada-wide, for National Indigenous Veterans Day. World War II veteran Donald Smoke and veteran Morris McKenzie participated in the commemoration.
Oh, this is a wonderful day. We have our own World War II veteran, who is still with us, and in spite of the weather, decided to come out and do the ceremony at the monument and here at the community center. And it's just a real honor to have him here with us and be able to celebrate this day.
How important is it to continue to honor the veterans of Aldervale?
Well, you know, when you look at our history, First Nations have always defended the land. Pre-Confederation, we've been involved in all of the wars prior to this country being named as Canada, and that was those warriors' actions were passed down through the generations to the place where the wars started, the world wars, all of the conflicts since then. We've had our men have been enlisted and women in those conflicts, and now in modern day history we still have conflicts. Some are external, some with governments, and the fight goes on, and they've taught us well.
Now, listening to the MC read off the names of those who enlisted, quite an extensive list for one community. I mean, that really shows you and tells you how much Aldervale cared about the war effort.
Oh, absolutely. I think that when it comes to veterans or individuals that enlisted in the war, it was a sense of duty. It was, fight for freedom, for their liberties. And that's the importance of, it was a time when the whole community was emptied from our men. And, the women and children were left behind, and it was the honorable thing to do.
Now, as the years go on, and obviously the veterans pass on, how do you keep the teaching of the veterans and their memories, sacrifices, and contributions in the forefront?
Well, we have, in these modern days, we now have more access to internet and research. We have almost like a renaissance about 20, 25 years ago, where our community started to bring back the culture. And bringing back that culture was also recognizing the contributions of our veterans. And also with those cultural teachings and spiritual teachings coming back to the forefront, the importance of our languages, the veterans, the role of our veterans is just one element, but a very important element to pass down through the generations. So they're there.
Now, just talk about the emotion of seeing your father come out today for the ceremony.
Oh, we tried everything we could to get him to stay home because of the weather, because of his age, and there's illnesses in the community. There's all these bugs that are affecting everybody, and we tried to do our best to actually ask him to stay home, but no, he was determined, and it's a proud moment.
Is that how you classify your father, as determined?
Oh, absolutely.
He sets a goal, he gets it done?
Oh, he does. There's no changing his mind.
So then, growing up with your father as a war hero, a veteran and a hero, some of the stories, the teachings that, maybe not like the battlefield stories, but the overall character stories that he developed, what did he pass to you?
What he passed to me was the principle of hard work. You have to work for what you want. You have to play your role in community. You have to strive to get ahead, to build that future for your children, grandchildren, and I now have great-grandchildren. So hard work is what he taught me.
Now, when we're just talking now, and talking about your father, I can see the pride, the smile. You have an instant smile. I can see the glow in your face when you talk about this person. Talk about who he is and the contribution he made.
Well, I think that it's a long story. And, you know, the fact that he enlisted in the war before he was of age and had to wait until he was a certain age before he could go overseas. You know, he was involved in the cleanup effort in Europe, and also at the same time enlisted in going to Japan to fight in that war over there. And you know, fortunately, you know, that ended before they set sail. But you know, the work, you know, the hard work that he carried with him over the years. He spent 30 years working at General Motors, retired after 30 years. He's been on a pension for like 45 years. I mean, how cool is that? But over that time, you know, he's taught my siblings, you know, my brothers especially, you know, hunting, fishing, trapping, gathering, how to live off the land, and they are able to share that with their, you know, children and grandchildren. So he's got quite a record there of his accomplishments with family.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.